Hello, friends, and welcome back to the NLCC Holy Week Reflections Podcast. Today is Good Friday, and we will be gathering all four campuses together at our Walnut Grove campus for Good Friday services today at 8:30 a.m., 10 a.m., and 11:30 a.m. Whether you're able to make it to one of those services or not, we would love for you to take time in this moment to reflect on the death of Christ together with us. Today's reflection is by Robbie Down, our Director of Worship Ministries, and it's called In His Hour of Suffering.
When they came to the place called the Skull, they crucified him there, along with the criminals, one on his right, the other on his left. Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." Luke chapter 23, verses 33-34, NIV. Good Friday remembers the crucifixion of Jesus on a Roman cross. So, what about the event is good? It is almost impossible to believe that at the very hour of his suffering, Jesus would think first to request his Father's grace upon the people who unjustly murder him. However, we shall not be persuaded by the tenderness of this speech to think Jesus does not feel strongly against injustice and irreverence. Just a few kilometers away from where Jesus hangs are the cracked and dented wood tables that he recently overturned in Herod's temple in response to corruption. Yet, Jesus highlights the ignorance of his crucifiers. They know not what they do. They misjudged what was taking place. When his death on a Roman cross seemed to confirm the falsehood of all his teaching, Christ had reached the pinnacle of his ministry. As Jesus cries out, "It is finished," our suffering, both in a moment and now forever, is made one with his. Whether physical, spiritual, or emotional suffering, Christ is not estranged from the hardship we all experience. From the pain of a lost friend to the devastation of one's city turned to rubble, Christ cried out for all humanity. He spilled his blood to set the course of death in reverse, becoming the hope for a new creation. He tore the veil that separated us from God from top to bottom. What God, not man, could only do. This is why it is a Good Friday. Let's pray. We praise and thank you, Lord Jesus, for the gift of your sacrifice on the cross. On this day of remembrance, as we contemplate your suffering for us, help us find meaning in the wounds we endure and the pain of the world we live in. You have called us to accept our mortality and to serve one another in love. Keep us firm in our faith as we are called to suffer with you. May we find a deep hope in our certainty that you are the God of a kingdom of justice and love and life.
Thank you.